The Future of Business is brought to you by Nedbank Corporate and Investment Banking.
You're watching another segment in our series on the future of business. And in this interview, the never-ending opportunities and possible risks around venture capital across Africa. To tell us more about investing in African VC is Principal of Alternative Equity Investments at Nedbank Corporate and Investment Banking, Zach George. Thank you so much for joining us.
Most welcome. Pleasure to have to be on.
Now, Zach, give us an overview of the state of venture capital across Africa and the outlook for growth in this field.
Yeah, perfect. Venture capital in Africa is about a 7 to 8 year old industry. In 2011, the venture capital industry in Africa was only about $20 to $25 million in total size, so pretty nascent. Fast forward about 7 to 8 years in 2019, pre-pandemic, the total amount of venture capital activity in the continent of Africa was almost $2.1 billion. So in terms of the rate of change, African VC is one of the fastest growing economies in the entire world from both a quantum of deal perspective as well as a number of deals. And there are lots of reasons for it. The biggest one, of course, being corporate Africa. So banks, retailers, insurance companies, and telcos have very quickly understood that in the long term, their biggest competitors are not each other. So F&B isn't competing with Nedbank, Barclays, and Standard Bank or Capitec. It's the fintechs of the world, the payment processors, the digital currencies of the world, the invoice factoring companies. It's fintech as was pioneered in Silicon Valley and in Asia several decades ago. It's the same thing for multiple industries like retail, insurance, and the telco industry. So with increasing corporate startup collaboration, you've seen more risk mitigation, which then results in greater VC funding, because VCs like nothing better than taking risk away from transactions, and corporate Africa provides that ideal distribution channel. So we've seen quite an exponential growth in VC funding over the last 8 to 9 years. And the last point I'll make is, despite the pandemic that COVID caused last year, the total amount of VC funding in Africa actually increased if you were to include the M&A deals in the VC space.
Now, Zach, tell us why Nedbank VC is different as a way in.
Yeah, so one of the things that I often talk about is venture capital funds have to add a lot more value than just capital. Right? So financial value add is super important. But when a corporate does venture capital the right way, it adds a lot of strategic value. So Nedbank has clients all across the world and serves industries ranging from mining to healthcare to manufacturing to agriculture, you name it. So Nedbank as a venture capital unit investing in a company anywhere in the world, an exponentially growing and scaling tech company, is able to add value through distribution, access to market, and clients of all its portfolio clients that Nedbank banks with or provides any sort of commercial or retail service to. So that additional strategic value add is priceless. So all else being equal, if a regular VC fund were to invest $1 million into an African startup, let's say in the agri space, and Nedbank VC were to invest the same $1 million into that agri business, Nedbank could connect that founder with loan providers, with insurance providers, and add a lot of value from a commercial perspective, in addition to having an equity stake. So a lot of industry experts agree that as a corporate VC, you actually have an unfair advantage. You get to double dip, if I may use that word, to commercially benefit through either a licensing agreement or a revenue sharing agreement, and you get the upside on equity. So corporate VCs globally are slowly catching up with regular retail VCs in the total amount of activity, and Nedbank's one of the few banks in Africa that really understands venture capital. Mm-hmm. But it's getting better across the spectrum.
Yeah, certainly a win-win situation. Zach, thank you so much for that. Zach George, the Principal of Alternative Equity Investments at Nedbank CIB. Thank you so much for joining us.
The Future of Business is brought to you by Nedbank Corporate and Investment Banking.